What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings. And welcome to the Idea Manhood podcast. I am on my morning walk with the dog. And it's been a really, really blessed and amazing few weeks. And just wanted to share kind of like where my mind is. My mind has been over the past few weeks. You know, I haven't really talked about this with many people, not for any reason other than just trying to process it. And I acknowledged like the moment in time that I'm having in my own personal life, and I think that is the amazing, challenging, complicated, beautiful experience that's happening to me right now, right? Everybody knows I defended for my dissertation on March 22nd, 2024. It was successful. I made edits. I, you know, submitted the document after my defense. Sent it through all the appropriate channels, got approved, and it's done. On April 29th, I got the email, Dr. Andrews, everything is good. It's all good, right? And I promise you, I know I keep on kind of leading the, you know, throwing the cat out there. I'm going to tell you about my research, but the process to me and, you know, processing what all of this means for me is... that's where all of these feelings are coming from, right? And what it is this. If you've noticed, even in this episode, when I talked about before, like, this is for me. I think this is one of the only things in life. I don't know. Maybe I'm being dramatic. Maybe I'm being hyperbolic, people say. Like, the only thing that I can say that I accomplished for me, by me. It wasn't an expectation of anyone else for me to do this. I made a choice to do it. I put my mind to it. I worked hard. You know, of course I had help from a million people, but I did it. It couldn't have been done if it wasn't for me. And as a man, I don't know if it's a man, a father, a person, a black person, whatever, I'm just having a real hard time with that. You know, there's so few things that men have for our own. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just not a lot of it. And I don't know if it's the, I don't know. It's a weight that I definitely feel, but it's not like a heavy, like, oh my God, I can't do this weight. Or even through the process, it's really, really hard to describe. And so I'm using this podcast to, as my counseling, as my therapy, as my, you know, sounding board. So I continue to put, you know, I got my regalia, right? My cap and gown, my, you know, all my stuff is coming in the mail, right? And I have yet, this way, bud. I'm walking the dog, y'all. So if you hear other dogs, geese, birds, monkeys, it's all here, right? So I got my regalia. It's beautiful. Like, open the box and like, nothing feels real. It's like I don't deserve it. It's like, there's this, you know, lingering. This is something that impacted every single person or most people in my doctoral program. It's this feeling of imposter syndrome. Now, I didn't subscribe to that. Like, a lot of things that people were vocalizing, like, I didn't out loud say, I have imposter syndrome. Right? Or I don't feel like I belong here. Or I feel like I'm a fake or a phony and people are going to expose me, right? It felt like But that was the lingering cloud that was over this entire experience. It was like, I did the work. I'm doing the work, right? Like I'm spending every waking moment, every literal moment, trying to, find articles, find books, talk to people. I'm waking up in the middle of the night taking notes on my phone, waking up at 3 a.m. Like, oh, this thought, I gotta figure it out. There's a dog coming, y'all, so forgive me, it's gonna get really loud in a few minutes. But yeah, I'm doing all these things, and come on, buddy, wanna go this way? Come on. And I'm doing it, right? So it's not, I'm not faking, but I'm still feeling like someone's gonna take this from me. Like it's not real. Like, the committee, my committee or ProQuest, the company that we turn in our papers to, is gonna be like, oh, we found something. Ha ha, you're a fake, you're a phony, you're a fraud. And I'm like, I can't, why can't I escape that feeling? I haven't tried on my robe yet. I haven't tried on my hat to see if it fits. I have a head full of dreads, of locks. Come here, buddy. Here we go. Hey, All right. Let the dog beef go. It's like Kendrick and Drake out here. Anyway, yeah, like I turned everything in and I can't let go of that feeling like someone's going to take it back, And I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's conditioning. I don't know if that's just like, is the lack of confidence? Because I don't feel like I have a lack of confidence. I feel very confident in my work and in my approach and everything. I feel very confident in my topic. It's important to me. I'm passionate about it. I don't know. It's like I'm just trying to figure it all out, and it's very complex. Good morning. Come on, buddy. Yeah, so it's very complex. So, as I was saying, I haven't tried on my robe. And I keep putting, so, the way that I use social media is, I don't know, I put a lot of thought into it and then I don't. I don't, my goal in life is to not have to code switch, right? Like, I don't like to be one person in one environment and a different person in another environment. I have to talk to people in different ways. Come on, buddy. Come on. You go first. I don't like to do that. And so on social media, I'm just me. Like, so I'm processing my thoughts in real time. I'm sharing my insecurities, all in service to, like, I think it's important for people to see a full image of people. Like, I don't only post the highlights. Come on, buddy. I don't only post the highlights. I tell people I'm struggling and when I'm angry, when I'm sad, and that's important to me, how I put myself out there. With my kids, I post the highlights. But for me, I want to be real in that way. A corner of real. So I've put these messages out about, man, I can't believe this. Like, what is going on? And I'm getting my P. I'm getting my EDD. Like, I'm a doctor. Like, that doesn't even make sense. And I put up there, I haven't tried my robe on yet, and this just seems surreal. And I hope that people, of course, all my family and friends, people that love me and support and respect me, are like, Mike, this is real. You can do it. Congratulations. Like, you did it. You did it. You did it. It's real. It's real. It's real. I know there's a couple people like, all right, Mike, like, you're doing too much now. Like, yo, you did it. Like, damn. Like, and I don't, even that's weighing on me. Like, should I not say anything? Like, I don't want people to just give me congratulations. Even that is like a little. It's almost like not, there's the saying a lot of times in music, like, not too much on that person, like, in the culture, like, not too much on me, like, and I don't want to put that too, I don't want to put too much on me, but it's like, I deserve it, and it's like, it's deserved, and I also, acknowledge that it's hard, right? Good morning. How you doing? Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good, good. Little do they know, they are starring in my podcast. Anyway, so I don't know. It's so crazy, y'all. Like, so I'm processing this as this is one of the first, if not one of the only things in my life that I've done that I can take full credit for. Now, you know, I have help and, you know, I couldn't do this without my wife. I couldn't, you know, for giving me the time to be in class and picking up the slack where I couldn't do X, Y, and Z. My committee, of course, like, you know, my classmates. So there's a lot of people that have helped me along the way. But in terms of the drive and like doing this in the first place, it was me. And I'm having a hard time digesting that. But I have to accept it, right? Like I have to understand that that's the real. Good morning. How you doing? I have to come to grips with that. And I feel like a part of this doctoral process is the psychological processing of being and accepting the honor. And that's the part that I don't know if as a man, if as a father, not even as a father, let's just stick to as a man. I don't know if as an adult that I have been honored. And that's the rub, y'all. This is the first time I'm using this word honor in this capacity. This is the first time. That is what I am fighting against. It's against being honored. You know, for undergrad graduation and grad school graduation, you know, there's 1,000 people around you. Everybody's there. And it's almost like a rite of passage. You know, that's what it feels like a lot of times for undergrad and even for grad school a little bit. It's an honor, but this is just different. I got regalia. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the little floppy doctoral hat. It's like a crown, it feels like, you know? And that day, graduation, and the ceremonies leading up to it are all honorable. And as a man, as I'm processing it, that as a man, as a black man, as a father, as, you know, who always, you know, from my family perspective, takes a back seat, you know, and people probably would challenge me about that because I'm always on stage, right? And so I've been processing this. I'm always on stage. I'm facilitating something. I'm talking to people, large groups, big deals, you know, no. And I don't feel this kind of attention because usually I'm a conduit for some other information, right? Like I'm presenting something for somebody else or I'm stewarding a crowd through a process that has nothing to do with me. I'm just like, you know, the MC, you know? And so it's like in my life, I'm like the MC. And the MC is important, but the MC is not the show. You know, the MC is not being honored at the end of the show. The person that's being honored are the people that won. And there are just very few times that I can think of that I've been honored in this way, never in this way. And I'm having a hard time processing it and accepting it. And believing it and like not expecting that it's going to go away, you know? So that's it, man. I just had to process that. I don't think I would have got to this perspective without taking this time on this podcast. So as much as you all, my two people that listen, as much as y'all enjoy it and appreciate it, it was absolutely necessary for me as a verbal processor. All right. So thank y'all for going on this dog walk with me. This is Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, doctor, MC, six mics? Can I be six mics? Morning. I guess I can, huh? It's the Idea Man Hip Podcast. Peace.